Action's headquarters. That's legitimately one of the most important buildings in this country, right? George Washington ran the revolution right down the block because Colonel Haswell donated his farm, and this happened to be a very strategic area. So the city was built by the greatest architects of the period. They gravitated here because it was an important city. It had a very important port. And so this history is what we have. So now when we look back in a city that has a lot of abandoned, burned out buildings, and we decide to restore these buildings, it has a number of different functions. One of them is simply beauty. You walk in the Dutch Reformed Church, and you walk in the massive space, the vault of the ceiling. It's incredible. The work that we've done is shoring up the foundation. It's preventing that west wall from collapsing. It's shoring up the basement so the sanctuary won't collapse. It's things like that that don't really make the building more beautiful. It just simply stabilizes it in place. The next step is to start making it more beautiful and usable.
Working with these kids was excellent. They're all motivated, bright young students, and hardworking and very eager to learn. When we got here, it was a mess in here. The stage was covered with debris. Underneath the stage was the charred remains of the burnt floor. In the basement, there was a lot of garbage, miscellaneous things we found down there. The first week was primarily cleanup. We filled the dumpster up in 3 days, and then Jeff Finch gave us some instruction about how to restructure the stage. We installed bridging, blocking. Underneath the stage, we reinforced the joists. We worked on the stage and the window simultaneously. The flooring took up a lot of time and effort. There was some problems with sizing it, but in the end, we got it down to the last board, and all the kids signed their name on one of the last boards, which is exciting for them, exciting for everyone.
Throughout the summer, the kids really worked hard. But besides working hard, the kids had a lot of different learning experiences. All the experts that came from all the different groups had such a tremendous impact on the kids. They really learned a lot.
Well, I'm seeing the old paint off of one of the columns and the layers that were inside the paint as the years have gone by. It's very interesting, actually.
When the experts came in to talk to us, it was very helpful, and it really brought a whole new level to what we were learning.
On media day, I was really shocked by the kids because it seemed like they worked so well around cameras and microphones and being watched, being taped. To see the kids on television and in papers, and it really made me feel good. The kids had to blog weekly. They also had to write letters to Michelle Obama, just expressing their feelings on the Dutch Reformed Church and how the historical site is such an asset to the city of Newburgh.
The experience was all about learning for me. It was a phenomenal experience because I got to learn how to glaze windows and to bridge stages that I would never have expected to learn those kind of things at a summer job. We worked so hard and so fast that just looking at it now, I don't remember the stage with a giant gap in it or anything.
Well, it's been very hard, one, and it's been long, and we finished the stage way faster than we thought we would. Yeah, so it's nice to feel like we accomplished something. I liked the stage a lot. Well, not so much the dirty part, but now that it's done, it was nice.
So far, I learned how to take care of windows. Like before, I never knew how to put putty in windows to hold them in and stuff like that. Also, I learned how to put in flooring, and how to cut wood, how to measure properly. And it's all valuable information that is helpful for me even later on in life.
This experience has been a joy. Like, we accomplished and reached the goals that we really wanted to reach. And like, I'm proud of myself, and I hope everyone else is proud of themselves too, as well as the project.
I feel great. Like, to know that we did something in this building to make it look better, it feels good.
This experience has been it's been good for me. I learned a lot of new things. The stage, when we put that together, that was really nice to know how to do. It's a whole new experience for me.
Actually, it really is fun. I'm not even gonna lie, because not only am I here with my friends, but I never thought I'd be like actually under a stage digging things out and learning new things about the building. And I learned a lot with construction, putting things together. But it really has been fun, you know, just kick it. We have to make it fun ourselves, because if we didn't, this would be really tiring if we didn't talk stuff. So it's great. It's great.
It is kind of fun because, like, it's not really, like, fun, like, to pick up stuff and move it, because that's, like, hard. But, like, the people that are here with me, they make it more fun.
It's been very tough and tiring. It was a good experience, though. And it was fun working with the other employees. And, I mean, I learned a lot of new stuff, how to do all that new stuff. And that's what I took this job for, was to for the experience.
Well, it was something different than my normal life altogether, because I don't really do something like this every single day. So it's new to me altogether, but I've learned enough from this right now.
I've learned a lot. I am happy to know that we've accomplished what we were told to do. It's a great feeling of satisfaction you get when you do what you propose yourself to do. I like that. And for right now, we're just finishing painting. The flooring is done, which was the hardest part. And thanks to Jeff Finch, we got to do it in a good way. We didn't mess up. Well, we kind of did mess up, but we managed to fix it because of Jeff. It's been a pleasure working with him. I feel very lucky, I guess you could say, to be able to work with a person that knows so much and is willing to help you out to learn. And it's just incredible how much he knows.
It's been interesting working with Mr. Finch. I mean, you learn a lot because he does have a lot of experience, and so he knows exactly how to do things.
I don't know how a brain can hold so much information. It's amazing. He's very, very smart.
He knows a god-awful lot.
Well, Jeff Finch taught us a lot about the tools and how to use everything, and if something, like how to repair things, and Dylan helped us a lot too, helping us, he just helped us with everything, and kind of guided us if we didn't know what to do most of the time. Yeah, and we're just like a team.
The kids love working with Dylan. He guided us through the projects, he showed us how to do it. It was hands-on, so it was really good for the kids.
Dylan, he's really funny. Like he's really funny, and like he jokes around a lot, but he always like wants to get the job done. And so like at the end of the day, like you could joke around no matter what and everything, but as long as you get your job done, that's what really counts.
I've had a blast working with them in this community, and just to see something historically relevant to Newburgh be restored is something very good, and I'm glad that the kids got the chance to have this opportunity.
Great to know that you're helping out, making a difference in your community.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here today, and all of these messages of support and congratulations for this program are really music to my ears. It's just the kind of thing that we hope will come together as a result of the inclusion of a site on our World Monuments Watch List. This program is all about the building and what the great historic buildings can teach us about history. But in this learning experience, as it was planned and designed and lived by students from Newburgh, it's also about you. I hope it's been a really worthwhile learning experience for each of you. And I hope that you will help